welcome to Music in a New World, a series of half-hour programs which explore the music of ethnic communities across America. Your host for these programs is ethnomusicologist Carl Signell.
Immigrants. Almost all the musicians on this series were born outside America. Some are accomplished amateurs, but others are specialists of the highest class in their own homeland. Epirus is a mountainous province in northwest Greece. The folk music there is the most distinctive and least modern of all the Greek folk styles. The leading performer of the old Epirus folk style now lives in New York City. His name is Pericles Halkias.
My documents say I'm 68, but I'm really 72 or 73. I started playing music when I was 10 years old. I was tending the goats and sheep up in the mountains. I took a piece of wood and carved out a shepherd's flute. Another time, I made a flute from an old gun barrel. Finally, I made my own clarinet from wood, even carving the keys from wood. When I began performing for weddings, our group used to accompany the bride from her village to the groom's village. We didn't have any shoes, and sometimes the snow was ankle deep on the ground. How we survived is a miracle.
Playing folk music from Epirus province in Greece, Pericles Halkias on clarinet. He's accompanied by his two sons, Christos and Yannis, on accordion and tambourine. The lute is played by Theophanis Harisiadis. Pericles himself explains the next piece, how the lute and accordion hold a drone while he plays a skaros, or improvisation in free rhythm, on the clarinet. Then, he says, the beat in duple meter starts, when the tambourine, or defi, is struck in a regular rhythm. The tempo gradually picks up until it is very agitated, as you hear from the beat of the tambourine and the speed of the notes on the clarinet.
Τώρα θέλω να πηγαίνει να ξεκινήσουν το σκάρο. Αν ξεκινήσουν το σκάρο θα κάνει όπως είναι. Θα κάνει με το λαμπούτο ή με το βιολί. Και μεριολόι, πάλι στο μεριολόι είναι αυτό. Όλο αυτό θα κάνω. Αυτό το πια που είναι.
Στα βουνά.
Και τα βουνά παντού. Λοιπόν, ύστερα. Θέλω να θα κάνουμε το αυτό στα δυο. Το δε μπιμ, 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 μπιμ.
Να χορέψετε.
Ύστερα θέλω να το γυρίσουν γρήγορα. Ding tang, bim pa pa bim pa, bim pa pa bim pa. Ο ρυθμός πιο γρήγορος, αλλά το ίδιο είναι στο χορευτικά τα τέμπα.
Thank you.
Pericles Halkias, clarinetist, playing characteristic folk music from Epirus, Escaros, and Epogonisio. He's the last great representative of this traditional music. Halkias lives on the east coast of the U.S., and he's been a professional musician for over half a century. On the west coast, I met a recent Greek immigrant who lives in Berkeley and earns a living as a computer programmer. His name is Pavlos Daskalakis. He's from the island of Crete, and he plays the fiddle of that region called lyra. The farther away he got from Crete and from Greece, the more important these musics became for Pavlos.
I started playing lyra, as a matter of fact, when I was 18 years old. I remember being very sorry when I was 16 years old and singing and drinking. I didn't have anybody in the company playing music. So when I moved to Athens and I missed Crete, I didn't have anybody to... I didn't hear Cretan music very much.
Oh, that's interesting.
And I felt like, you know, getting the lyra and playing, which I did.
And then when you came to America, was when?
It was 4 years ago.
Then your love of lyra increased again?
Well, it was stabilized. It was my love for Greek music pretty much was increased. When generally for Greek music. Not specifically for Cretan, when I came to the United States.
Oh, why is that?
Well, when I moved to Athens, I missed Crete. Mm-hmm. When I moved to the United States, I missed the whole Greece, right? So that is true.
Pavlos Daskalakis, playing a typical dance tune from Crete, the Pentozalis. I asked Pavlos whether his music had advanced since he came to the U.S. His answer was similar to that of many other immigrants. It's an anchor to his past, but like the past, it's fixed.
I don't have the right company, I can say, to advance this kind of music or the songs here in the United States. It's very difficult. So I'm holding... the music the way that I carried here, I can say. I feel very happy playing the songs that I know, to hear the notes that I know, the ones that I'm familiar with.
Christ, let all prisons be abolished, that I may escape this fortress, to take to the mountains, climbing all the way to the highest peak, to catch a glimpse of my village, to hear the roar of rifles.
Namo vore sun tas facia. Kratikani.
Singing a resitikos, or epic song, from the Greek island of Crete, Pavlos Daskalakis. His instrument is the typical fiddle of Crete, called lira. Pericles Halkias, playing with his inexhaustible improvisation the folk music of Epirus province in Greece. Halkias and Daskalakis are not the only Greeks who perform their traditional music in the U.S. There's an excellent bagpipe player from Macedonia who lives in the New York area, for example, and a large group of musicians and dancers from Karpathos Island who now live in Baltimore. The days of great musicians like Halkias serving a large Greek immigrant population are past. The younger talent, like Pavlos and the other Greek musicians I mentioned, will perform occasionally for Greeks, but to a great extent for public festivals, official folklore, so to speak, or for themselves. The consulting producer for this series is Deb Lamberton. I'd like to thank Carl Fleischauer of the Center for American Folklife for the loan of professional equipment for the field recordings. George Bistis and Sam Chanis helped with the translations for this program. Wanda Levine read them. I had special help from Konstantinos Voyagis. Post-production engineering is by Andy Rosenberg and Leo Del Aguila. Please join me for the next program on Music in a New World. I'm your host and producer, Carl Signell.
You've been listening to Music in a New World, a series of programs exploring ethnic music in communities across America. The production of this program was made possible through a grant from the Folk Arts Program of the National Endowment for the Arts and with funds provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.